USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr says he believes the FBI may have operated in bad faith when it investigated the Trump campaign.
The heart of the IG's report really focused on how the investigation was conducted once it got going, and that is especially the very serious abuses of FISA that occurred.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. Now, Barr says U.S. prosecutor John Durham will have the last word on the matter and stood by his statement that he does believe the Trump campaign was spied upon. Two police officers are being treated in an ongoing active shooter situation in Jersey City, New Jersey. One officer was said to be shot in the shoulder. This eyewitness tells Fox News.
It's been going on now for an hour. Every now and then you'll hear some random shooting.
A dozen schools in the area are on lockdown due to the entire situation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
While welcoming the Russian foreign minister to Washington, D.C., Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Russian interference in U.S. elections is unacceptable. The NFL's Cincinnati Bengals are accusing the New England Patriots of recording the Bengals' sideline during last Sunday's game against the Cleveland Browns. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes sorts it out.
The Bengals play the Patriots this coming Sunday, and Cincinnati claims that its play calls were filmed during that last game. The Patriots say the team video crew violated league policy while producing a web series, and the Patriots did say the crew was operating independently, but that the team will accept full responsibility. Another camera spying flap from the team that brought the term Spygate into the NFL lexicon in 2007, when the Pats were caught videotaping opposing team signals in a scandal that cost them a first-round draft pick and $250,000.
Thank you, Chris. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As our education system continues to evolve, one of the things it's sad to say that happens a lot of times is the history in the United States is glossed over. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. Now, he happens to have a new book out today titled The Rifleman, and one of the things we discuss is how people now where they live are not even taking the time to learn about the area, when it was founded, and why some of the things happened how they did.
Clark County is a tiny little county here in Virginia. And yet, I can go out and talk to a youngster in a grocery store or at a fast food restaurant and ask them, do you know who Daniel Morgan was? And they kind of look at you and, yeah, there's a high school named for him. Well, they don't know the background of this remarkable American. The relevance to what they went through then to what's happening today. I mean, our nation's capital was invested. At the time, of course, the nation's capital was Philadelphia. The Congress of the United States, even back in 1775, is mucking about in whether the Continental Army has been properly formed or not.
And finally, William Shatner is getting a divorce. The actor filed against his fourth wife, Elizabeth, after 18 years of marriage. TMZ is reporting that there is a prenuptial agreement, and Shatner is said to be worth around $100 million. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.